From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera. Over 200 people gathered in Peace Park yesterday afternoon in solidarity with Charlottesville, Virginia, where three people died and multiple people were injured on Saturday when white nationalist ralliers and anti-racist counter-protesters gathered. The Columbia Missourian reports Candace Galen, one of the organizers for the vigil and a professor at MU in the Biological Sciences Division, created the event through a Facebook post on Como for Progress. Kate Canterbury, a co-organizer for the vigil, says it was gratifying for her to see so many people come out to Peace Park for the event to, quote, let people know that we also care about these things in Columbia. The vigil lasted about 90 minutes. People who attended brought flowers for the victims in Charlottesville. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is set to work side-by-side with corrections officers at a prison facility in Jefferson City today. Elected officials, both Republicans and Democrats in several states, are taking part in the face-to-face initiative to find out what prison workers need. The initiative is supported by the U.S. Department of Justice. Greitens will serve food to inmates and do other daily tasks. Spokesman Parker Bryden says the governor believes the best way to understand a problem is to work alongside those, quote, on the front lines. The Department of Corrections is still reeling from news reports of widespread harassment and retaliation against employees from supervisors and coworkers. The agency's director, Ann Preseith, says she's determined to bring a trustworthy culture to the prison system. Governor Eric Greitens will spend part of today working as a Missouri corrections officer. Marshall Griffin explains it's part of a bipartisan initiative of political leaders around the country.
Greitens and governors from Connecticut to Colorado will spend time with prison guards and other corrections employees to better understand what they need. Greitens spokesman Parker Bryden says his boss will work alongside a group of corrections officers at a state prison near Jefferson City.
Doing the day how they would typically do it, going around giving food to people.
When you say giving food to people, are we talking inmates?
Prisoners, yeah, the inmates, yeah.
So he is actually going to be in contact with inmates during this?
Yeah, he's going to be walking with corrections officers doing what they do every day.
Missouri's corrections department is still reeling from allegations and settlements that current and former employees have been physically and sexually harassed and faced retaliation. Corrections Director Ann Preseith says they're working to identify and get rid of bad actors. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A lawsuit is seeking to halt a $64 million makeover of St. Louis's Scott Trade Center, arguing that the publicly funded project is unconstitutional. Scott Trade Center is the home of the NHL's Blues, and the city owns the arena through a public-private partnership signed in 1992. But the lawsuit alleges that a city ordinance illegally grants substantial public money for the project. Corinne Addo, a spokesman for St. Louis's mayor, said in an emailed statement to the Associated Press that the city's governing boards approve the ordinance in question and that, quote, we will vigorously defend the city, its ordinances, and agreements. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.